It is Friday, March 9th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Sunday Newspapers.
Oh, please don't promote me. This is enough. Thank you so much. This segment is all about things you can do with the family.
All right.
And that designation was prompted by the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Pea Ridge, which is going on through Sunday.
Right.
What kid wouldn't be fascinated by infantry and artillery demonstrations? And once you get them there, they can learn some history. Mm-hmm. And you can have a good time, too. So there will be a commemoration ceremony at 1 o'clock tomorrow, during which a brand new piece of music commissioned for the event by the Holiday Island Singers will be unveiled. Mm-hmm. And at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, they're doing a candle luminaria. Mm-hmm. They expect to have something like 3,500 candles lighting the battlefield.
It was 150 years ago right now.
Yes.
Thousands
March
of people.
March 7th and 8th.
Right.
And it was significant, of course, because of the Union victory that saved Missouri for the United States. You can read a whole lot more about it in What's Up Today, Sunday in the Our Town section, or you can find a great special section that was produced by the Times of Northwest Benton County that they'll be handing out at Pea Ridge. So this all happens at Pea Ridge National Military Park. Hours are 10 to 8 on Saturday and 10 to 3 on Sunday. Park admission is $5 per adult or $10 per vehicle. So you can pack a lot of kids in there, just like you used to for the drive-in. There's a whole ton of other family-friendly events, so we'll hit a few of those.
Right.
Tonight, The Outsiders, a play for teens by teens about the tension between the haves and the have-nots. That's at 7 o'clock at Arts Life Theater, second stage in Fayetteville. Tickets are $6 to $8. Harmony is performing tonight. Marion Robert Gillihan and Dave Smith, from over in the central Arkansas area. They'll be doing Arkansas stories and Arkansas music at 7:30 at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Tickets are $9 to $16. On Saturday, there's an Introduction to Telescopes class as part of the Visions of the Universe exhibit at 2 o'clock at the Springdale Public Library.
Is this where they make them, or is this just sort of teaching them about
it? I think
it?
This is teaching them about it.
You need mirrors to make a telescope, right?
You need more science smarts than I'll ever have.
But I think they have like basic kind of ones you can make like in
like what
in
Galileo
school. Like
made.
In yeah
right.
in elementary school. So
and the images in that exhibit are stunning.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be interesting for mom and dad. The Outsiders continues at 2 and 7 tomorrow at Arts Life Theater. Prairie Fire performs with the Youth and Harmony Festival Chorus at 6 in the Bentonville High School Choir Room. That's free, part of a choir day up there.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a winter finale with the Ozark Mountains British Brass Band and the Arkansas Winds Community Concert Band at 7 tomorrow at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. That's free. And the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas plays with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets are $25 to $45, but you can get a $10 ticket for college students and a $5 children's ticket with adult ticket purchase.
Isn't there a pre-show conversation,
There
Kyle?
Is a...
With some guy named Kyle Kellums.
Creative conversation that takes place before the concert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 6:45.
First, I'll talk with Paul Haas from Sona, the conductor, and then he has to get ready. But I'll also talk with Robert Ginsberg, host of KO Shades of Jazz, and hopefully a
some
couple
members
people.
Members of the Jazz Collective.
Yeah.
Fun.
We'll just rotate him in. It'll be like Merv Griffin.
Fun. On Sunday, there's an American Spirit concert. It's part of the Live on Stage series in Bentonville. It starts at 2 o'clock at the Arend Art Center, and tickets are $5 for students, $30 for adults. The Outsiders concludes at 2 and 7 at Arts Life Theater. And a couple of selected events that might not be for the very young audience.
Okay.
The Village Players are doing a show called Love, Sex, and the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a comedy. I'm guessing it is.
Perhaps two-thirds comedy, one-third tragedy.
Yes, perhaps. 7:30 today and 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday, an additional matinee for them at White Auditorium at NWAC. Tickets are $8 to $12. And tonight's the last performance of In the Heights.
Tony Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
The Look of Rent, The Sound of Hip-Hop, The Heart of Fiddler on the Roof. I find this fascinating. 8 o'clock at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $39.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.